time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Gutto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you. And I also want to remind you that all you got to do is go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand at any time, any day of the week. And also, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to kick this this morning off with one by Chris Tomlin. And it's a song called How Good It Is.
With thanks, enter his courts with praise, bring him a shout of joy, sing of his endless fame, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever.
Rising of the morning sun to the setting of the sun.
little bit of Chris Tomlin there for you. A song called How Good It Is. A song that reminds us about how good it is to sing praise to our Lord and Savior. You know, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, what hour of the day, it's always good to give Him praise. Right now we got one by Crowder. Somebody Prayed.
By your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if He's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in faith. Worn out altars, still stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, cause He hears everything. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all heaven move. My God, pick you up when you come. I pray, Father, please, cause I've looks like somebody prayed.
A song that truly reminds us to pray for one another. You know, there isn't, I don't think, anyone out there that doesn't have hard times once in a while. And so sometimes we just need to come alongside and pray for one another. And then we need to spend time in prayer ourselves with our Lord and Savior. And know that, well, He will pull you close because you're reaching out to Him. And that will strengthen our walk and our faith with Him. You know, there is only one living God. And to have a relationship with that one true living God, well, it's none like any other because He is alive and He's living. And when we are His, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit so that He can be with us. so that we can communicate with him, so he can teach and guide us. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Lizzie Morgan, and it's a song called Pull Me Close Because He Lives.
You saw me at my worst, but knew what I could be. You stepped down into earth to place a crown on me. Hallow your gold to pull me close, to pull me close. How far you'll go, I'll never know, I'll never know. How low you'll go, to pull me close, to pull me close. How far you'll go, I'll never know, I'll never know. You love me, how much you love me.
you love me.
You know, today in life, we can truly understand how good the one true living God is. There's a reason for that. It's because he lives. You see, whenever you look at all other religions, all other gods, there's no goodness in them because they're false. You see, goodness is only found in the one true living God. So as we live our life being a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we understand more of his goodness and how good it is to be near the one true God. And because of that closeness that we have, because of our relationship, because of our walk with him, well, we want to share about his wonderful, all the wonderful things he has done. In Psalm 72:28, it reminds us of this. It says, "But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do." You see, we want to tell everyone, well, of his goodness, of the wonderful things that he does. You see, when we have a relationship with the one true living God, it's a very intimate walk because of our relationship with him. And that's why it's so good to be near to God. because we feel his presence, because he lives within us. And as we open his holy and living word, well, you see the word exposes us for who we are, and it penetrates to the marrow of the bone. And it wants us then, because his word is alive and it's living, it gives us that desire to repent of our sin so that we can draw closer to him, so that we can have a closer walk with him. Psalms 116:5 says, "How kind the Lord is, how good he is, so merciful this God of ours." You see, because of his goodness and mercy, we give thanks and praise the Most High. We understand that he is so, so good to his children. Psalms 92:1 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High." If you're having that walk with Jesus Christ today, you're experiencing his goodness. And if you've never experienced the goodness of our one true living God through Christ Jesus, open your life to him, and you will experience a goodness like you've never experienced in your life. Because you'll experience his life-changing love. You'll experience his mercy. You'll experience his grace. And you'll experience being anointed by the Holy Spirit. And because we are anointed with the Spirit, we can have that close walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What an awesome God that we have. He is so, so good that he hears our prayers. Sometimes we don't always get the answer that we desire, but we know God hears our prayer and he answers it because he knows what's best for our lives. And that's why we praise him. That's why we thank him. Because you see, if it was up to us, it would be all different and it wouldn't be good, because we're not good. But he is, and he knows the very best for your life. He has the very best for your life. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham, and it's a song called "So, So Good."
This is my story. I'll testify. Blessings on blessings you've poured on my life. When I start remembering how good you've been, fear turns to worship, tears turn to praise. Chains of depression broken by grace. When I start remembering how good you've been, yeah, you've been so, 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 so good to me. You've been so, 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 so. Call me by name. Love me like I was, but you didn't leave.
You see, we see the incredible goodness of God, well, because it's His love that draws us in. It's because of His love that, well, He gave His life and poured out His blood, rising from the grave so that we could have a way to be with Him for all eternity. You see, Psalms 101:1 says, I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. You see, we see His goodness because of His love. You see, as He gave His life upon the cross and poured out His blood, it was for the forgiveness of all sin, my sin and your sin. But you see, we see how God is not only a loving God, but a just God. And you see, because He gave each and every one of us our own free will, well, we will see the justice of our Lord. Because you see, He paid the price so that we could come into the kingdom of heaven. But because He gave us our own free will, you have the choice today to serve Him alone or not. But you see, He gave His life so that you could experience what life is, so that you could be healed and made whole from the sin in your life, the curse of sin that was placed upon you. And you see, when you choose Him today, you choose heaven, the New Jerusalem, as your eternal dwelling place. But if you deny Him, you choose today that hell will be your final destination in the lake of fire. You see, just because God is a loving God doesn't mean that, well, it doesn't matter, He's going to take me to heaven. No, He's a loving and just God. And that's why we can sing of His love forever, because it's a love that, well, loves us beyond measure, a love that gave the ultimate sacrifice so that our sin could be forgiven. But it's also a love that gives us our own free will so that we can trust Him by faith or not. My prayer is today that He is Lord and Savior of your life, that you have chosen your eternal destination today. You see, God doesn't send anybody to hell. You choose that for yourself. You choose where you want to spend all eternity, because He gave each and every one of us a free will. And so because of that, we sing of His love. We sing and praise Him for who He is. In Psalms 89:1, it says, I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. You see, it's about singing of His love now and forevermore. If He is Lord and Savior of your life, you want to give Him all glory and honor with your life. It leads us into our next song. It's by House of Worship. And it's a song called, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever.
When your love came down, I can sing of your love. I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the lies, they will dance with joy like we're dancing.
Got a history of changing stories. Even when I wrote mine off as done. When I see a mystery before me, I know the battle's won. You already won. So when I'm drowning in these waters, facing lions in the den, I know I will have the testimony of your faithfulness, your faithfulness. You take all that the enemy meant to destroy me and turn it to glory. You make beautiful endings to every story. You turn it to glory, and I'll turn it to praise. I've got a thousand songs to offer. Yeah, from every season of my life. So I will lay them on the altar, which you show up every time. You're making everything right. Yeah, you take all that the enemy meant to destroy me. You turn.
in the valley of the shadow. I got a feeling it's season that'll make me grow. I'm still breathing, I got praise in my lungs, in a choir in my soul, can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. What the world could it give though it can't take away? Sorrow may come, but it can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy.
In the highs, in the low lows, you fill my cup, you fill it up until it overflows. Stones can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. No, 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 no. What the world could it give? No, it can't take away. Sorrow may come, but it can't steal my joy.
Got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my praise.
I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my soul, deep in my bones. I got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my praise.
Can't steal my joy.
Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy.
That was one by We the Kingdom, a song called God So Loved. You know, it was because of his love that God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus. John 3:16 through 17 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." You see, God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could be saved. Christ Jesus was the one-time sacrifice for our sin. And you see, when he came about 2,000 years ago, he came into this world to save the world. God came through Christ Jesus to save us. And you see, he ascended back to the Father so that we could receive the Holy Spirit. God the Father, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, three in one. So now we can have that walk with him when we are his child. And the next time he returns to this earth, it will be to judge. My prayer today is that you have that walk with him, that he is Lord and Savior of your life. And today you can say, hello, hallelujah. It leads us into our next song by Zach Williams. And it's a song called, Hello, Hallelujah.
It's been a little while since we talked. Guess my life's just got too busy, trying to fill up all the empty. I ran away so far that I got lost. Guess I forgot that you were with me. I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And it sure feels good to see you, my old friend. Broken, but I'm lifting up these hands. Hello, hallelujah. I've been away for way too long, building a kingdom of my own. Hello, hallelujah. Turn these souls. Hello, hallelujah. Oh. Hello, hallelujah. I know you've had some friends that come and go. I guess you've seen it all before. I sure didn't mean to be one more. And after all this time, you never left. So I'm holding nothing back, and I'm praising you again. Hello, hallelujah. I've been away for way too long, building a kingdom of my own. Turn these songs into songs. I was running, now I'm
Feeling anxious happens on occasion. The feelings I don't deal with overflowing from the basement. I think I've hit a limit. God, it's been a minute. Couple heartbreaks, couple hard days since I paid you a visit. So here I am, back again, asking how I'm ever gonna make it out. You told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong. Your hallelujah song. Oh, you're gonna make it through with the love I have for you.
Can't hear when the phone calls, not there when the truth falls. Way that blind faith is the end all and the be all. Going through the motions, missing all the moments. Time flies and like that I'm right back to broken. But you told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times.
With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fire.
The love that I have for you, it's river wide, it's to the moon. You'll be alright, you'll make it.
With the love I have for you, in a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong. You're
a little bit of Colton Dixon there for you. A song called The Love I Have For You. You know, the Father's love for us. Well, when he becomes Lord and Savior of our life through Jesus Christ, God the Father, you see, anoints us with the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus. And he fills us with his love. It's a life-changing love that will change every aspect of our life because it changes who we are and how we live and how we want to treat others. And how we respond to the tough times we go through. Because you see, because we're filled with his love, we have a peace and we have a joy that's deep within our heart that this world can't take away. And so you see, the love that the Father has for us through Christ Jesus, well, it goes beyond anything that this world has to offer or give because it's a love that carries us through. Right now we got one by Sidewalk Prophets. Song called Unbelievable.
I could tell you stories, but you probably won't believe me. Life is everything but boring when you follow where he's leading. But I found some on the way. Every time I tripped on lies, I fell on grace. I haven't seen it all, but I've seen enough to know. Don't need to know where I'm going. I know who paved the road. Searching for the signs, mystified by miracles. This journey is unfolding like a storybook. I know it might sound crazy.
need to know where I'm going. I know who paved the road. Searching for the signs, mystified by miracles. This journey is unfolding like a storybook. I know it might sound crazy, but I believe. You can call me crazy, but I believe. The unbelievable.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. Right now, going to give you one by Megan Woods. A song called Prayer in a Bible.
Our time's in a wasteland, running from my shade. I have a key.
You see, there is power in one name only by which we can be saved. It is by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Ephesians 2, 4 through 10 says this, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as an example of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." You see, guys, because of his mercy, because of his good grace, we have been saved through Christ Jesus. All glory to the one who gives eternal life. It is a free gift of God. Because of his grace, we can only boast in the cross of Christ to live an obedient, surrendered life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:7 says this, "By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading this good news." When we are made new in Christ Jesus, well, it is by God's grace and his mighty power that we now then have the privilege of serving him, to share the message and hope of Jesus with the world. Ephesians tells us that he gives us the desire to obey him, and he empowers us to go and do his will. His will is to go and share the message and hope of Jesus, to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those we meet. It's all because of God's grace that we have been saved. What an awesome God that we have. You see, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And to believe is to confess your sin to him, and confess that he is Lord and Savior, now and forevermore, to the world. To put your faith alone in Christ Jesus, and to walk with him only. See, we are God's masterpiece, and he created us anew in Christ Jesus. God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could be, well, made new, so that we could come into the kingdom of heaven. Because you see, our old sinful life had to be set behind us, and that can only be done with the blood of the Lamb. Jesus paid the price for our sin, so that we can be in the presence of God the Father. And now, when we come unto Jesus Christ, receiving the greatest gift that we could ever receive, salvation through Christ Jesus, he sets in place the good things that he planned for us long ago. To be able to serve him, love for him, to share his message, to be his hands and feet in this world. That's the good things that he planned for us long ago. He wanted us to be his messenger, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And not only be filled with the Holy Spirit, but to allow the Holy Spirit to flow from us so that we can be his hands and feet in this world. It's because of his good grace. Leads us into our next song. It's by Stephen McWhorter. And it's a song called Your Good Grace.
Oh, oh, I've been saved. Nothing I've done, it's all that you did. Not the works of my hands, but the strength that you give. It's not 'cause I'm good, but because you are. It's never my mind, but Jesus by your scars. Oh.
Your good grace.
So guys, if you've never experienced his good grace, his love that changes every part of your life through the Holy Spirit, then come and drink from the well that never runs dry. It's the river of life. John 4:14 says, "But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." You see, when we are made new in Jesus' name, we have a spring within us that we can draw from at any time. It's the river of life. Revelations 22, 1-5, 7, 14, and 17 says, "Then the angel showed me a river with the river of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and the Lamb will be there, and his servant will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their forehead, and there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears this say, 'Come.' Let anyone who is thirsty, come. Let anyone who desires, drink freely from the water of life." Today, if you don't have that walk with Jesus Christ, if he is, well, just in the back of your mind and of your life, open your life to Jesus today. Open your heart to Jesus. If the Holy Spirit's knocking upon your heart's door today, open it and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Believe that he paid the ultimate price by laying his life upon the cross, pouring out his blood for the forgiveness of your sin, rising from the grave, conquering sin and death so that you could have new life in him. Know that he was seen by hundreds. And he is alive and living today. And that's why we can have a personal walk with him today. You today can have that personal walk with him today if you would open your life and heart to him. Allow him to draw you in with his love, because it's a love that will change every aspect of your life. Because when he anoints you with the Holy Spirit, that love will change the way you think, the way you act, the way you treat others, the way you talk, because it's the love of the Father. And it changes who we are through the Holy Spirit. You see, whenever we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, then we have within us a bubbling spring within us, a spring that we can draw from at any time to be nourished, to draw closer to him, to be made strengthened so that we can go and proclaim him and share his message with the world. You see, when we look back when the apostles was upon this earth, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they went and they preached the gospel. And you see, there was thousands that came at times, and they were healed and made whole in Jesus' name. And you see, they were able to do that because they consistently drew from that well. They drew from the well, the water of life, so that they could go and proclaim Jesus, Lord and Savior, to share his message, to share his word. You see, he was here and he taught them. And then they went and shared, and people were made whole. People were born in the Spirit of God to go and make disciples. And that's what we are to do today. Not only to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, but to flow from us, so all may experience his love, his mercy, and his grace. We are only to be the vessel. It is the Holy Spirit that does all the work. through us and within the person that we're talking to. Be that vessel for your Lord and Savior today. Be filled with the Holy Spirit today. Leads us into our next song. It's by the Belonging Company. And it's a song called Roll On.
Mighty river of the Spirit, roll on, roll on. Mighty river, yes, of the Spirit, roll on.
Mighty river, yes, of the Spirit.
Guys, there's one thing that I would ask today, and that you would not take this lightly, but heed to what God's word says. It says, look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gate of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. And he says, let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. That's only found in Jesus Christ. John 14 tells us, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to come into the kingdom of heaven. And when you are washed by the blood of the Lamb, whenever you choose Jesus and proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life now and forevermore and put your faith alone in him, it says they will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city. And when you drink from the water of life, you will thirst no more because Jesus fills you with his Holy Spirit. And you will have a spring bubbling up within you that you can draw from at any time. And that's why you will thirst no more. My prayer is that you would open your life to Jesus because it's all in this one name. A name that is above all other names because it is the name that saves. It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The one true living God in flesh to save us. Open your heart and life to him today. And experience what it means to be healed and made whole. To be made new. In Jesus' name. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Pat Barrett. And it's a song called All This in a Name.
cast the crowns before the Lamb of God and see you are worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all. If the battle was flesh and blood, I could win with a loaded gun. If my physical eyes could see the enemy in front of me. But there's another reality, powers and principalities. I'm in a war with invisible, supernatural, and spiritual. Take a hold of the shield of faith. When the arrows of fear invade, when the shadows surround my thoughts, I light them up with the word of God. His peace is my power. His name is my strong tower. And if I'm gonna fight, I fight like heaven. Fight like heaven.
So as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are to walk alongside one another to share good times, hard times, sorrowful times, and the times when faith is tested. You see, we are to lend a shoulder to lean on. Galatians 6:1-2 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens. And in this way, obey the law of Christ." You see, life is easier when we do life with our brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, sometimes life, gets rough. And it's then that we should, lend our shoulder to lean on. Help each other to get through it. And become the hands and feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, it's about walking alongside our brothers and sisters to share their burdens. And His Word tells us in this way, we obey the law of Christ. What an awesome God that we have. One who reminds us to lend a shoulder to lean on when someone's hurting. It leads us into our next song. And it's a song by Leanna Crawford. And it's a song called "Borrow Mine." Because there's a shoulder to lean on if you lend it.
Stick with it, no quick fix. You're gonna make it through. And that mountain looks biggest before you start to climb. Keep breathing, you'll see that believing's not a waste. Find Jesus is leading you straight to brighter days. So keep your head up, keep your hopes high. You're gonna make it through this. That mountain looks biggest before you start to climb.
So if we are born in the Spirit of God, well, our body becomes the temple of God. So we need to remember what Romans 6:13 tells us. It says, "Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God." You see, when we are saved by God's grace, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. And because God now lives within us, well, our body is the temple of God. And so we are to use our whole body to live and to do what is right for His glory. We was made for Him, so allow every part of your being to bring glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans 11:36 says this, "For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen." You see, we were created for His glory. So use your life to honor Him. Live that life of obedience so that He receives glory and honor by the way you live. Life should be about putting Him first, sharing His message, and in everything you do and say, be glory to Him. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's a song by We Are Messengers, and it's a song called "God Be the Glory."
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find the beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Strength for my weakness, pain for my healing. Let this be my story. To God be the glory. Oh, you love me at my best. You love me in my mess. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can find a beat, when it's dark and I can see, I will put my hope in you. Ashes for beauty, joy for my morning. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Stand for my weakness, pain for my healing. Let this be my story. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And whatever comes my way, I will always praise your name. I will put my hope in you. When I run into your courts, I will fall.
It's all about living your life for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to give Him the glory by the way you live, to honor Him with your words and your actions. This is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.